Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Pink eye, nothing but pink eye. He's not contagious anymore.
Hey, that's good.
Woo. Big win.
He's contagious for 24 hours, but I still hugged on him because I don't care. I don't care if
Danger
my kid's
boy.
Got a problem. Danger boy, that's me. How you doing? Ba 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 boo.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Can't wait for the swelling.
before we, it's Tuesday. We all know what that means.
That's right.
I've got the mailbag in my hot little hand here.
And, sure.
I have to tell you that before we get to the mailbag, I have to explain something because you might be surprised, but I have a big mouth. Mm. I have a big... I got a big mouth. And during my moment with that guy that gave me the hard time over the weekend...
Yeah.
And the guy who wrote me a personal letter apologizing to me, but it was one of those, you don't know how to do that, pal. So that's why I didn't respond to you. It was a crappy apology. So sorry. I just thought I'd make note of it, but I can't respond to a crappy apology.
I'm sorry you're offended? Type
no,
deal?
It was, I just wanted to light a fire under your ass.
Mm.
Oh, so what? He's like your personal comedy trainer?
Yeah, he's my personal coach.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I...
I hope a CrossFit ball falls on his head.
Yeah. Kind of read it to my wife. I said, what do I do with this? She's, is that what he wrote? I said, yeah. He said, oh, F him. Anyway, so moving right along. During the course of the battle... I made reference to the fact that I would have a major announcement, and then there were several people that made note of the fact that there was not a major announcement yesterday, and I need to tell you that I thought we would make a major announcement, but we're not making a major announcement. We could make a major announcement, but if we made a major announcement, we'd get people all hot and bothered, and then they might get mad at us. And I only can tell you this, that I will have to explain that after we make the real major announcement.
So you re-explain what you just said?
No, it's what he's saying, this is, he's making the announcement.
Anything.
He's making the announcement now. The announcement, the major announcement.
No, this is not a major, no, stop it.
Is that the announcement
conjure,
is coming.
Don't conjure. There is no major announcement.
None?
I can't. You know, we had a discussion
about it yesterday.
Why we can't.
Right.
And we all agreed. Did we not all agree why we
did.
We can't?
Yes.
We did.
Yes. But we
if
all
we
didn't.
Did, if we did.
Didn't spill the beans on Facebook.
We didn't. I just thought we were going to be able to do it.
Right.
I thought we were going to be able to do it. It's just going to be a little longer. But we could if we really wanted to. But we'd muck things up if we did. Because
we have to streamline. We have to make things better for you, the listener.
When we make our major announcement, we're going to make
it's a coordinated
about everything.
Effort.
Yes.
It's going to be everything. If yes. we didn't do that, we'd be doing it piecemeal and we couldn't do it. I didn't want to do that.
So there is no major announcement.
And that
there
in itself no is an announcement, but a minor one.
No, stop. Now you know, I'm trying to do work here. I'm trying to help my brand. I'm
this
not
is,
just poking
we're helping.
Fun at me.
No, we're helping. We're saying that there is an announcement coming.
No. I'm trying to explain why we couldn't make the major announcement without giving the details
right.
as to why we couldn't make the major announcement. The major announcement does concern Las Vegas. That's what it concerns.
Okay.
We're not making the...
That's
the
a major announcement, though.
Yeah.
We already made the major announcement of Las Vegas when we did the last live show.
Well,
that's where we were going to go
without giving
you've been working very very hard,
yeah,
about
diligently.
That. And we are we're technically at the finish line, but we want to have all of our ducks in a row before we let you all know exactly what's going. And they're important details. And if
important.
We didn't do that, we would be letting you know what was going on. a little earlier than we wanted to, and that would probably mess things up for people, that because it would be cart before the horse.
Exactly.
Okay.
We have all of our ducks. They just haven't been in a row yet.
There are stakeholders involved here. You, the listener, the fan club, the bonus show subscribers.
The people who are very eager and we'll take care of things immediately.
Right.
And we didn't want to screw that
stakeholders.
Up. We didn't want to screw that up. And especially when we're going into a town that we haven't gone into.
Yeah.
A one horse town.
Got to do it right.
It's not a one horse town.
No, there are many horses and
they have a hockey team, Oscar. They're not a one horse town.
And none of them are before the cart.
I don't know what that reference means.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights.
I don't know what that reference means. I just want to throw it out there.
What's
the one horse town?
One horse town. A one horse town would be Manassas.
Yeah, it's a small town.
Oh.
A one horse town would be Coralville.
And also, I do believe that Golden
Knights.
El pueblo
con un caballo.
What?
That's Spanish for one horse.
I do believe
is one horse.
Golden Knights is a category and also a very high selling title on the internet. So don't Google that.
No, the Golden Knights were the name of the hookers that Donald Trump met in Moscow.
Bada bing, bada
great boom. Tape.
But anyway, yeah, fantastic tape.
Great tape.
So that's it. That's it. I hope that satisfies, but I know it won't. But trust me, when I explain it, when we make the real announcement, you'll get what I was talking about.
I believe that clarifies a lot.
I do too.
You can't make one announcement without what?
I'm sorry, I misstroked a button. The major announcement is that Rob screwed up.
That's never happened before. Anyway, let's. It's not about us because now.
No, no.
Do you want to start the show and then do the mailbag, or do the mailbag and start? We should do the mail. We have time to do the mailbag.
We have time to do the mailbag.
We have all the time in the world.
That's right.
In this one horse town.
In the world, he just likes saying what he likes English.
I like the old timey references.
You do.
It's like he has a calendar.
I'll teach you a bunch.
Please.
Like he has a New Yorker calendar that he rips off a page every day, and this is his phrase: one horse town.
I'd rather do the mailbag after we come back, and then I can give Oscar another phrase that'll take us into the opening of the show, and it'll sound good with the kicker.
Please.
Okay.
It'll sound good with your little stager.
Okay. Very good.
All right. I've got.
So you want to start the show here?
Yeah. Yes. Right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got one for you, Oscar.
Yes, please.
You can go in your hat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You've been listening to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You take it to him.
Oh, wait. You take it to him.
No, you.
No. You take it. I'm letting go.
I'm going to.
I'm letting go of the beer. You taking it?
No.
I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
Okay, let go.
Okay, fine. Dad, Bob broke your beer.
No, I didn't. Doug broke it.
It was you.
Clean up the mess, boys.
I want you hoses to get me a fresh case of beer first thing in the morning.
We're going to need some money.
Use the money I gave you today, you idiot.
Way to go. You gave away the money.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah, what's going to happen if this plan don't work, eh?
The old man will boot us out of the house. We'll have no place to sleep.
Yeah, I could live in this van, eh? I don't need
Take
no place.
Take off. You need money to live or you'll starve.
Well, this plan sucks. I ain't going in.
The Artur, I'll tell the old man you gave away his beer money.
Okay. You boss me around.
Well, Elsinore.
12.
24.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 24 Elsinore beers.
24. Yeah.
24 Elsinore. 1470.
I believe there'll be no charge on this 2-4 of beer, thank you.
Excuse me?
Okay. We found this mouse in a bottle of Elsinore beer that we bought at your beer store, eh? And we heard, like, when that happens that you get your beer free.
It's in the Canadian Criminal Code, eh?
Yeah.
Like, there's legal precedent setting cases in law.
Idiots.
So, like, give us our free beer.
You want free beer? Go to the brewery. Now get out of here before I put the two of you in a bottle.
You sure you don't want to think this over?
I'm sure.
Okay,
we're going.
Yeah,
see ya.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Elsinore.
Well,
Mike O'Mara,
24.
Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Magnificently broadcasting from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. Hey, listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer.
Wake up.
The ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. We'll have that for you momentarily. And you can call us tomorrow, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Every Wednesday, we do Wide Open Wednesday with your phone calls. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Sleep Number.
Woo!
Carla's going to the Sleep Number store today.
Really?
I know you've heard me talk about the amazing Sleep Number 360 smart beds. They're so smart, they respond to your every movement and automatically adjust to you. So, here's some great news. Sleep Number is introducing even more of these innovative beds, and their latest smart beds are even more comfortably priced. And take it from me, I love my Sleep Number bed. I think you know that.
Sure.
Couples always disagree on mattress firmness, but Sleep Number beds let you each choose your ideal firmness on your side, so it's just right for both of you. You can actually feel how it contours to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips, relieving pressure points for more proper spinal alignment. And I think I saved my back because I got a Sleep Number. I really believe that. There's even an adjustment for snoring.
How great is that?
So great.
Great.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was, I didn't look at it. I apologize, but I didn't look at it because I had such a great night's sleep, I didn't even pay attention to it. Come on, Shelly. Come in now to see the latest Sleep Number 360 smart beds with introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just ask the Sleep Number store for details. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the store nearest you. And we thank you.
Mike, come back. We need you.
Hello.
What? What's going on?
I'm just making sure you're okay.
Yeah, we thought we might have lost you.
Get
the paddles. Good.
I'm fine. I'm just here doing a show. That's what I'm doing. That's you know what I'm all about. That's it. Were we clear about the thing? I just had to say something.
Yeah, as they say in A Few Good Men.
There it is.
In this one horse town,
Crystal.
Today there will not be a major announcement.
Hey, Oscar, what's that in your hat?
Some excrement.
That's right.
Excrement.
No S.
Excrement.
Escoment.
English, nothing but
See?
English.
This is why I'm here.
I know. You know, and the neat thing about it, you will always be learning it.
Yes.
Yes.
You grew up in a household with a mother and father that didn't speak English fluently.
They knew how to beat fluently.
Wow.
Yes.
In any language.
International law of discipline.
Beatings begin.
They spoke the international language of belt.
Well, shall we get... You know what? I would like a new intro for the mailbag.
In what way?
I don't know. I'd like a new intro. You know how we
use
always
use your imagination.
Okay.
You know how I did a new intro and closing for the show?
Yes,
I do
absolutely.
It like every 3 months or so. Let's do a new... I'm tired of the it's all about you. I don't care for that anymore.
All right,
like to do something sassier. We could do it right now.
Something with horses.
How many horses?
More than one.
Well, no, because this is simply a one-horse town.
I would like to do a more show-busy intro to the... Mayo, do you have anything show busy in your stable right now?
Yeah, what do you have as far as showbiz sound effects?
Let's see. I'll Google.
I'll go to mine.
Okay,
too. I'll
Google
mine and
showbiz.
See what I've got.
No, what you have in your
Let
machine.
Me check some of mine Search and see. Intro music for the mailbag.
No, not
and
so
now
much.
Now it's time for the mailbag, everyone. No, that doesn't work.
No, that's Stroop Waffles.
It is time for the mailbag.
No, I'm not going to do that. Let's do that. Good evening, comrades. It is time for the mailbag. I hope you enjoy ladies singing Russian. No, that's not going to work. How about this? Hey, oppa, mailbag. No, I'm doing all. Can you tell I've got all my
They're ethnic
sounds?
Ethnic.
Oh,
yeah.
This is good. I like this.
Hey, everybody. It's the mailbag.
Omarie.
That was pretty good.
Omarie.
You like Omarie?
Yeah, that's nice.
Hold on. And now... the mailbag. No, that's not going to work.
How about something like this?
It's time for the mailbag. What? What do you have?
You want something showbiz. Hard to beat this.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Washington, D.C., it's the Mike O'Mara Show Mailbag!
Woo!
That'll work for today.
All right. That is great.
Hey, everybody.
Everybody got a mailbag. Gonna send a letter to Robert. Mailbag.
Hi, everybody. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday. Hey, half a brain and a double wide head. Any gifts today?
Actually, quite a few gifts. Let us start with the most mysterious gift of all, Mike. This one arrived with no card and no explanation from Amazon.com in its own box. A six pack of Inca Cola.
Yes.
The golden cola.
Yes.
Who likes Inca? You like Inca?
I'm not an Inca fan. It lacks the punch of proper
cola. Who's the closest to Incan in the room?
Oh, okay. So, Oscar, did your family drink Inca cola going?
Yeah, I remember when it first arrived at El Mercado Latino in Flower Hill, Maryland, really near Langley Park, because that's the only place they had a Latin market.
Right.
My mom said, Inca cola's here. And I said, what?
Now, is it made by the Incans out of solid gold?
It's made by the Coca-Cola company in Atlanta.
But
they bought the rights and knew what we wanted.
Okay. And
Inca, you got your big three, right? Your Inca, your Maya, mm-hmm. and your Aztecs, right?
Yes.
Those are the big three tribes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the Incans got in bed with...
look out.
With the soda company.
Hello.
Before anyone else. Because you've got Guadana out there as well, but that's more Brazilian.
So the big groups, the Indian indigenous people to the South American and Central American regions were the Inca, the Maya, the Aztecs, and the sodas.
Yeah. The best thing,
Mike, is if you buy one of those Brazilian sodas, you never find a hair in one.
Well,
they are clean.
You would.
Inca.
Okay.
Yeah. Inca.
I also want to send thanks to Wanda Farmer, who sent us the greatest selection of beverages that we've yet received. She sent protein shakes. She sent sodas, a weird selection, both Coke and
protein
Pepsi.
Protein shake? What do you mean protein shake?
For those of us that work out.
And she also sent fruit juice, and nothing beats topping off a broadcast than a nice package of chocolate milk. She sent us Hershey's brand chocolate milk. So thank you, Wanda Farmer.
Well, that's very nice that she went grocery
shopping.
Super
generous. And think about this.
Are they already in the refrigerator?
They are. They actually arrived Friday.
Right away. And someone called them the Mad Libs of beverage delivery.
Yeah, it was so weird. There was like a box that would have two Sprites, two Dr. Peppers, two Cokes, and two Pepsis. It was
really?
It was like someone
was
cleaned out their fridge. I don't know the brand. There's banana and chocolate, I think.
Yeah, it's nothing. I've seen this before. These are all brand.
Are they in paper cartons?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right, I get it. It is a Premier Protein Drinks is the brand. Okay. 11 fluid ounces.
Thank you. Thank you, lady.
If you get the flat box that I handed you, Oscar, do you know nickname Rick from our Wednesday phone call feature, Wide Open Wednesday? Yes.
No. Is that Rick from Concord, California?
Yes, and he calls and he gives us a word of the
day.
Then
I do know him. Then I take it back. I actually do know him.
And you know him well. Mm-hmm. And his new deal last week was, his new word was...
Oh, my God!
What, remember, was free booze?
Free booze.
I don't remember, but you remember everything. I
mean, well, this makes sense, because he sent us a box of... airplane, or actually slightly larger than airplane, liquor miniatures to stock our bar here at Podcast Village. And
can
I know
we see which ones they are?
Oh, yeah. Read them out to us, Oscar.
I don't want to spill all these. We've got your go-to Kingston Black Cherry Spiced Rum.
All of these are pretty obvious for who they
Crown
belong to.
Crown Royal Vanilla.
I'll take that.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Jameson.
Yes.
Oh, hello. When you visit.
Pumpkin Spice, Mr. Stack's Liqueur. We've got this blue guy here.
That's
UV
gin?
Blue vodka.
Oh, I thought that was gin.
You've got
Excuse me. What is that vodka?
UV blue vodka.
Hey, is that vodka or sunglasses? Am I right?
Yeah, man, it looks like a.
Hey, UV blue. Didn't he score two against the Capitals last night?
UV blue. Hey, UV. Yeah, go UV.
Thank
you.
This is quite a bounty.
There's something for everybody, and he included all the interns. So thank you, Nickname Rick, for
What's
doing
that one?
That.
What's that one? Is that limoncello?
Limoncello. You saw it from all the way over there. Look at your eyes.
Mike can spot booze from 2,000 miles.
That was a limoncello.
He's so
yummy, yummy.
Irish.
Yeah, I'm so boozy. I'm so excited about liquor.
And the final card I hold in my hand, Oscar, this goes to the red box. It reads, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Interns, since there has been so much talk about Stroop waffles, I picked up this variety of Amsterdam's famous Dutch Stroop waffles.
That's from Joel Rogers.
They rode in the cockpit of my A330 from the Netherlands to the U.S.
You know, I got one. I thought that was just for me, Joel. I didn't know you were sending it to everybody else.
That's awesome.
Do you have the chocolate ones? Rob's going to want to try that.
Right here. The chocolate one's right here.
Yeah, try the chocolate
covered in chocolate.
And also,
if you don't think this is a taste sensation right now.
He says he used an Amazon box from a previous purchase to ship, but what I love is how he signed off. He said, bedankt voor het grippage, which means thank you for the funny in Dutch.
Joel sent me a private stash down here in Florida. That was very kind of him. And that's the one.
Oh,
that's
boy. Look
that's
out.
That's a chocolate-covered stroopwafel. There you go. Try that.
He was kind enough to send them over. That. Look at sharing is caring.
Go, try that.
Putting it into that.
Piece of that off. There you go. Try that.
That is so much better than a regular stroopwafel.
Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that better than a regular stroopwafel? Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah. Thank you, Joel. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fat man may have enjoyed, Carla doesn't even know this, might have enjoyed some stroopwafels yesterday from the freezer where she put them. Yeah.
Now, did she think that would deter you when, in fact, it probably improves the presentation?
She stashes. I know all her stash places. She does. I know where she hides Michael's cabinet candy. I know where she hides her snacks. Always. I mean, I know all the hiding places right now. And she's taken to me, moved to different areas, like the laundry room is a source of where some of my sugary beverages
the dryer.
Are. So I know that. Yeah, the
put
dryer.
Them in the dryer.
Well, thank you, Joel. That's very generous. Thanks for
Thank you, everybody, for all the prizes. Yeah.
Everybody. Very, very kind. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
Happy birthday to Bobby Halleck. Double nickels for the Bobster. Did you write that or did he write it?
He wrote double nickels. I gave him the name the Bobster.
The Bobsters. Welcome to our world, Scarlett Lawrence, born on April 12th at sunrise, 6:18 a.m. How wonderful is
that, nice.
Baby Scarlett? I love that. Peyton Bowles of Ringgold, Georgia, now officially a teenager. She turns 13. She turned 13 last Friday. Peyton, have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Hope you're enjoying the show. And now on to our letters. Gentlemen, I wanted to drop a quick note to thank you, not just for the great laughs, but also for your quality sponsors. As you're reading this, my wife and I will be closing on a refi through Cornerstone First.
Yeah, love it, love it.
Oscar, they bought a year's worth of advertising, and we are thrilled that our listeners are responding to them because every listener that has had experience with Cornerstone is having a positive experience, and they love talking about
them,
and I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's just it's so personal for us, that advertiser. We were able to consolidate some debt and pull some equity out of our house, all with a minimum of hassles or headaches. Cornerstone is even coming to our house to complete the closing. Yes!
Awesome. Awesome.
Emily and Johanna were amazing, and the whole process took just 2 weeks. From initial email to closing, and as a bonus, we got to skip the mortgage payments we would have had to make in May and June. Can you say pumped up summer vacation? What a great letter.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the funny every day, and keep bringing those great sponsors. You guys and all the interns are the greatest, names withheld, and that's P1 listeners and bonus subscribers. And that is really, really terrific that they sent that along. And
he followed up with some of the finances that he benefited from that refi. Pretty, pretty amazing. If you have any doubt in your eye,
you say you almost said the F-word.
I know. If you have any doubt, check it out because you could save. He just saved 2 months of payments.
You just made a rhyme. If you have any doubt, check it out.
It's a couplet.
That is a couplet. Thank you, Oscar.
I mean,
gentlemen, the training ship T.S. Golden Bear. We've had this guy as a fan for a long time. Is headed out from the Golden Gate to the Southern Pacific at the end of this month. It's a tough job, but well, you know. The downside is that our satellite system is crap, and I can't download the podcast at sea. So, I will have to wait until we reach port so I can make a beeline to the nearest internet cafe to catch up on your adventures. Although we have a crap satellite system, we recently had an excellent emergency satellite phone system installed in sick bay to use for emergencies. So, TMOS may have to stand for Tactical Medical Operations Services. At least that's what I'm telling the captain. If he calls, please answer the phone like that if you do. There's a fruitcake in it for you. Fair winds and following seas. Mark Kaplan, PAC, ship's medical officer, T.S. Golden Bear. I have a hat from the Golden Bear.
So cool.
That's a wonderful, safe seagoing travels, sir. The TMOS, dear TMOS, I've been a super fan since the WAVA days when I was an undergrad at Mike's alma mater, the American University in Washington, D.C., Class of 91, 10 years after me. After about a decade in D.C., I returned to my native Florida and went back to school. I became a school psychologist in Broward County. Oh, that's a tall order.
Yeah.
While writing my psychological reports, I always listened to the TMOS podcast to brighten my day. I bet. Our whole world turned upside down this past Valentine's Day when tragedy took place at Stoneman Douglas High School. That's right over in Broward area. which is just 8 minutes from my house in Parkland, Florida. I spent many days during the next few weeks providing grief counseling to both students and adults who were so horribly affected by what they experienced that day. But who heals the healers? For me, I was fortunate to have my wonderful wife to lean on for support and unload my emotions at the end of the day so I could go back to work the next day and absorb the darkness that was being released by the people I counseled. Wow, can't imagine. As the saying goes, laughter is the best medicine. So I began binging TMOS episodes. Old shows, new shows, regular shows, and bonus shows. Now that I'm no longer a blood-sucking leech, humor really does have the power to heal, and I thank you for helping me to find joy again. So keep up the good work, TMOS. The world needs more laughter, and you provide it. Sincerely, Chuck Negrea, TMOS superfan, Broward County School psychologist, Parkland, Florida.
How about that?
Yeah, talk about making my day. That's worth getting out of bed in the morning.
Oh, right, yeah. There.
Thank you so much for sharing that. We appreciate that. Good morning, all. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the fact is that the historic drugstore district of Manassas has lost...
Oh, no.
Rob has lost one of the pillars of its existence.
So sad.
Unfortunately, the Rite Aid. Well, that was... Oh, it struggled so long. It was the weak link.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Rite Aid.
The ugly stepsister?
It was. I liked it, but it just struggled.
It was great for cheap Easter candy day after. I know that.
Unfortunately, the Rite Aid is no more. I'm sorry why this is making me laugh. One day it was there providing man-ass-assins. Let me start again.
Please.
I sincerely apologize. I didn't expect this. Unfortunately, the Rite Aid is no more. One day it was there providing Manassas with their retail drugstore needs. And the next day, it was gone. It was gone. Oh, my God. The parking lot empty.
So sad.
The building stripped of its signage.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Like El Taco when it went down.
Right.
All that remained was a sign in a darkened window that read, I can't read. Your prescription is at Walgreens.
Oh, no. That the burn.
Oh, yeah. God, this is a funny one. A moment of silence, please. Ron from Yorkshire, JMHS class of 66.
Go Warhawks.
Oh, oh
so
God,
a moment of silence, Mike.
Me.
A moment of silence, please.
Oh, sure. Here we go. One, two. Thank you.
That's nice.
Jason writes, this is our last letter.
No, two more.
Jason. Oh, two more? What, yeah. Did I miss one?
No, there's a divider there.
Oh, thank you, divider. Jason writes, hey guys, thanks for the show. The wife has been battling breast cancer for the past year, and TMOS has been my daily break from reality. We are starting to turn the corner now, so that's good. Good for you. Fight that bastard. Tomorrow is my wife's first day back at work since the operation she had a month ago. I know you guys can relate to the darkness of the last year. Without the comedy, I think my head would have exploded. Thank you for being my catharsis. That's wonderful. And Jason, we really, really appreciate it. Now we have our final letter. First, thanks for entertaining my question about DJ Batman a few weeks ago. I learned so much about this pioneering DJ and his impact on the ocean. That's a funny mailbag today. And his impact on the Ocean City community.
Community, Mike.
I think I speak for all of TMOS Nation when I say, I love you, DJ Batman.
All right.
People are silly, man. People are silly. Second, with Andrea now in the fold and hurricane season just around the corner, is there a chance that Andrea could become the voice of the European forecast model?
Oh, yes.
That ain't
smart.
About
it's a great
make a
idea.
Note of that one. Mm. Perhaps Dan O'Brien could be the voice of the U.S. model, AAK, Dan the Fan Man Hurricane Forecast Plan. thoughts? Daniel Tichy, I love that. Great mailbag. Thank you for making me laugh, people. And we will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Bara Show, Lubalski.
Lido missed the boat that day.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Trump administration preparing the president to go a mano with Kim Jong-un. Plus, Donald Trump decides not to sanction Russia. And Sean Hannity is a client of Michael Cohen, the mistress fixer.
God bless
the United States.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
You bring as much of that to that show as you can.
Thank you.
If you were to mine for like slippage,
yes,
press conferences and stuff, you probably would be able to get quite a collection.
I don't know. He's so good in front of people.
It doesn't have to be Trump. I think it could be all those guys because you hear him all the time. There was Bob Corker got all verklempt talking about
backing Trump.
A Democratic senator who allowed Pompeo to go forward from the committee, and they would have had to come in late, but there was another senator that was going to a eulogy for his best friend, and he got all choked up. It was a moment of camaraderie between Democrats and Republicans,
yeah,
and it was funny because he was kind of... Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We were just talking about it.
Yes.
Buying or selling a house is probably the biggest financial transaction of your life. It doesn't happen often, so you probably don't know what you're doing, and guess what? That's okay. You don't need to be an expert because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. You just heard a great example from a listener who talked about just how much money they can free up for you,
yeah,
because they know what they're doing. And if you're buying or selling or you're refinancing, they know how to do it. Interest rates are going to go up, so all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take cash out. I was just seeing a story this morning out of the Wall Street Journal about the fact that the interest rates are going to go up because they're worried about inflation.
Right.
So that's coming like a freight train. Cornerstone First Financial is there to help. They can figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you. They are approved by Oscar Santana and his entire family. It's wonderful. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. I didn't mention this at the beginning of the show that Oscar teased me today.
How?
I came in I popped on from Florida, and I see Oscar's chair is empty, and I got, it was more like 6 or 7 minutes before the hour, and I see that Oscar's chair is empty, and I get all giddy and excited.
I believe, you know, your phrase was shaving. Is today the day?
Is today the day?
Yes.
And I was all, and then I never hear Oscar come in until today, where I hear, and in the background my heart sinks because I hear
in the effort to not shave my head,
right,
and win this bet, I my target date now is like 8:30, right? Like target time is 8:30.
To so, what? To leave your home?
No, to arrive here, which pushes.
So
it
you
to,
only missed it by 26 minutes,
which pushes it to roughly 8:45, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I get out. My sister calls me. I'm like, I should probably get in the studio, and then I was like, no, I'm gonna do some psychological warfare on these Fs.
There, you did. It worked.
And then I'm gonna call her back and tell her, hey, what's going on? I got 7 minutes before I got to get into studio.
You can have 11 seconds before 9. That's yep. That is the rule. That is the hard and fast rule.
I took pause, though. I started sweating it out when I'm on the phone. I'm like, was it 8:45? Did I miss something? Because no, he took that off the table. Like, I had this quick panic attack. Yeah.
Although I think you will probably, I say you will, you could look good with a shaved head. I'm looking at your head now.
I don't
Let
look
me see
as
in a
great
profile.
As I would when I was, and the.
Well, I mean, face it, you've got a lot of forehead.
Yeah, but my shaved head looks like Mars.
Oh, does
it's not
it?
Smooth and like.
Well, everyone has a flaw. I've got
it
a
doesn't
bump.
Look. My shaved head doesn't look inhabitable. Like, it's not like a planet you want to be a
so
part of.
So it's got dents on it?
Yes.
All right.
Dents.
Did anyone see the Oscar photoshopped Indiana Jones picture?
Not only did I see it, it took me 10 minutes to clean the drink off my computer that I spit out when I saw it.
We have talented incredible. Listeners.
Yeah,
we do.
We're so talented.
I
Sala.
Don't have the credit. I,
take
author,
one
I,
bad picture at a Caps game, it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Indy.
Speaking of the Washington Capitals, I'm in. And
oh no! Now oh, we're
I saw,
done.
I saw yeah, Zhang I yesterday, no, and I said,
I was
"Oh
in last
boy!"
Night. Doesn't it count that I was in last night, and they won the game to go to the second round? Doesn't that
no,
count?
The
that
public,
I was in,
the
that
public,
I watched the whole game.
The public declaration is what kills them.
Yes,
yeah.
And
the Zhang.
No, people wanted a Zhang from me last night. They were looking for a Zhang.
Well, it's easy
me.
To give a Zhang when they're going like it's done, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, here's the thing: I can't lie about wanting to be part of the fun when they're playing. If it was anybody else, if it was any other team other than Cindy Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins, I would sit on the sidelines. I'd probably shut the hell up. but it's
hey
Pittsburgh.
Now we're gonna play some hockey with my boys.
It's Pittsburgh.
I'm Sidney Crosby.
Ba-ba-ba-boo. Hey Nathaniel, strap on your hockey gear. Ba-ba-boo.
I guarantee you that Sidney Crosby hits the other players.
It is personal. This is this is Red Sox Yankees when it comes to Washington Capitals against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I keep wanting to say Steelers. It's the Pittsburgh Penguins with Phil Kessel. And listen, I just want to say there's one player, Washington Capitals, hear my voice right now. There's one player you need to shut down. You need to double team him. You need to be on him like flies on poo-poo. You have to get Phil Kessel out of the equation. This man is a play. He lives for this. He hibernates under a rock, and then he comes out in the playoffs, and he goes out of his mind against the Capitals. You need to remember that name. Do not allow him to do anything. I don't care about the other players, okay? Anyway, it's personal now when it comes to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I am not going to lie. I am not even versed in the full lineup of the Washington Capitals. I have been so removed from them during the regular season that I can't, you know, I know your Alex Ovechkins and your TJ Oshies and your Nicholas Backstroms,
Alex
and
Beagle,
your John Carlson and your Holtby, but I don't know some of these, these peripheral players.
Right.
It's exciting to me. So I'm going to be all in. It's going to be fun. Playoff hockey now, just you can't ignore incredible rivalry like this.
Playoffs.
It's here. It's heating up. Second round, Pittsburgh Penguins, Washington Capitals. I want them to tear them apart.
You sound
Let's bring Al. Let's bring Al.
You Please. Sound a little happy, Mike. Don't
My
get
My first
happy.
Playoff.
You want to talk to Al Pacino
about
the series? Please.
There's nothing like playoff hockey.
Al?
There's absolutely nothing like playoff hockey.
When they dropped two in the first series, did you think they could make it to round two against Pittsburgh?
I didn't have a lot of faith, but now it's on to the Penguins! On to the Penguins, killer!
It's the only Pacino I do is the yelling Pacino.
Well, no, you also do the Paterno disinterested.
All right, I'll do this.
Thank you. My favorite.
That's not a big deal. Who cares?
I finally saw the doc.
I didn't know.
Joe, when did you know they were going to the playoffs?
I didn't see Sidney Crosby showering with the other guy.
All right, so.
That's my favorite.
I finally saw the movie because if you guys.
The Jopa movie?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sat there, discussed like everyone else would be. But your impression of him is so spot on.
I don't know. I just thought he liked kids.
My favorite scene.
It's a damning portrait of Penn State, is it not?
Oh, God.
Your buddy Brad go to Penn State?
His whole family has a house in Penn State. They grew up in State College.
What do they think about this?
They're very disappointed in what happened. And, you know, I mean, if you own real estate in State College, you can't distance yourself but so far. But I don't think they no longer support the football program.
You know, with the parallels with that that sick F that was the gymnastics doctor.
Yes.
I think that this is really probably important for anybody in any organization that might deal with kids. If you think that you're immune and you suspect somebody for, you know, engaging in suspect behavior, if you think that there's something going on, you just can't sit on your hands anymore, because this goes all the way through the organizations.
Yeah.
These people that want to protect their cushy little gigs and look the other way, thinking it's just going to go away. It's not going to go away. And no. I mean, I'm appealing to people that might be part of these organizations on a professional level when I should be appealing to them on a moral and ethical level that, you know, if you suspect, scream it, highest mountain. And if somebody above you that you're reporting this to doesn't respond to it and doesn't take it to another level,
scream louder.
And are you going to jeopardize your job? Yeah, you might at the time, but look what happens to the whole system when a guy goes for decades, like the gymnastics coach who's going to jail, and Jerry Sandusky, and it goes on and on. I think you got to scream. So, I mean, I appeal, you know, down here, it's like every other week in Florida, you get, and I'm sure this is the rest of the country too, you get people at daycare centers, and you get people with youth sports organizations and church groups. I hate to say this. I really do. I hate to say this, but I really believe that, unfortunately, the nature of the beast, and I mean beast in its purest form, gravitates to areas where there is a fertile hunting ground. And so be aware. If you think something stinks, it probably does. And be the vocal person. Get this person outed and get them, you know, off the street at least, or into a, you know, counseling or something like that. It's just amazing when you think about that whole Penn State deal, the way everybody's covering their own ass. Yeah. They can like project
for
the program.
Decades.
Yeah. Yeah, for decades. Yeah. For decades. It doesn't make sense.
Well, the last scene in the movie where they says, you know, reporting back to 1976. Think of that.
Yeah. And, God. You know, and that goes for you too, Catholics. Anyway, more than them. That's terrible. That's terrible. What am I doing? I'm a Catholic. Come on. Yeah, sort of.
Yeah,
when I was an Episcopalian Lutheran hybrid, and then that happened, you know. And by the way, that another situation where we lost our pastor, you know. How did that happen? There we go.
Found out?
Yeah.
Man.
No, I mean, that happened, so we're not there anymore. I'm not going to church.
I do
anymore.
Know this, is that it's not okay to be divorced.
What?
Praise That's Jesus. Where they draw the line. Don't get divorced.
That's when they kicked me out.
That's right.
Yeah.
As far as other stuff, you know, we'll put you in another parish.
Don't recognize my kids because I was divorced, Father Coppophilia, but that's okay. No problem at all. We'll take a break, and we will come back with some TV talk.
Nice.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Right?
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
The way you've been shopping on Amazon has changed.
What?
Would you like the details?
Yes, please do. Explain it to all of us.
Okay. All you have to do to make your purchases is click the Amazon link at the top of MikeOmeraShow.com.
I understand.
One click takes you there, and it's the only way the guys get credit.
I understand.
Regardless, it's pretty easy to figure out. And remember, when you buy something, say something.
Can't be. You can't be Jewish.
I'm not. But would you believe the resemblance I have to Gary Stein is uncanny?
What?
Welcome back. Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you get everything on demand. TV, car rides, food, even our podcast. You listen to us whenever it's convenient for you. So, why are you still going to the post office when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. No lines, no parking hassles. Just click print mail, and you are done. It couldn't be easier. Now you can create a Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week trial. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
Enjoy. Yay.
I'm in a zone with television, and I wanted to know whether any of our listeners are in the same spot where there's some good stuff out there, but I'm not sure how good it is. And I saw a guy post today that he had just finished binge watching Lost in Space, which I believe is on Netflix. And I think it's on Netflix.
Yes. One season, right? Is there 10 episodes?
I don't know how many episodes, probably 10.
Are they a half hour or an hour?
No, they're full hour.
Are they an hour? Okay.
I'm shocked you're not into this.
I will probably check it out. I just haven't had a chance to get at any TV lately, but I do like the notion of Lost in Space.
Well, I think, you know, when we talk about your viewing habits, I think it's important to point out that, when you're talking about watching television, you watch the oldies but goodies.
When I come home, I see what's on Turner Classic Movies. Yeah, they had Claude Rains down yesterday. It was
but
great.
But see, you watch old stuff. You don't watch new stuff.
I do watch occasional new stuff if it's good. I mean, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I've watched two shows that were recommended by listeners. One was Lost in Space, and I watched the initial episode, and it was fantastic. Now, there's another. Then I'm going to give you three here.
Okay.
So it's good. But it's not there's good. This is how you measure television in my house now. There's good, and then there's binge good.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Yes.
Good is like, yeah, I like it. I'll get back to it. Maybe, maybe not. Binge good is you watch it, your show is back, or you see a show I'll give you an example. Mindhunter. Yeah. That was so incredibly compelling that Carl and I watched it for a full couple of weeks, yeah, where we
Stranger
watched it
Things,
whenever we got
same
a free.
Way. That's yeah. first season Things. Of Stranger
Make
Things.
Mafia.
You guys finally got me on Stranger Things, and I dove in. Then I got to the next season of Stranger Things, watched one. I was like, meh, I'm bored. So it didn't have the same sort of grab
it
effect.
It really shows the way our viewing habits have changed. Because if you
it
go
has.
You go back before Netflix and you go back before DVRs and God, even before like VCRs, you were watching what was on TV. That's it.
The way people consume this show, when I know people are really into it, they talk about how they binge it.
Yep.
How they grab lots of different content. That's the way they do it.
But now, and, because there are
you guys
so
got
many,
me? Just want to make
yes.
sure.
Oh, yes. Yes, we see you okay. just fine.
Beautiful. You've got yeah. so many choices now, and you are in control. You're like the guy at 30 Rock that's controlling what's on NBC. So you can control what you watch, how much you watch of it. And if you don't like it, you can, in your own mind, cancel the series.
Isn't this exactly. risky, though, for, I guess, people that are creating? Because if they don't have a smash hit, then you only get, you're paying up front for all the episodes. So if you're buying those episodes and you're paying up front, it's riskier for them essentially than to go back. I mean, this might push people back to pilot season.
Yeah, and also
it might actually do that because you have to grab people right at the beginning. Lost in Space is a great example.
Okay.
Lost in Space, I watched the initial episode, thought it was really, really well done. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, and I have the Carla factor too, where I want to share a TV show with yeah. my wife. I want to watch something with somebody else. I don't want to just watch all my content.
I want to watch with somebody.
Well, the thing is, Carla likes her reality garbage that the Datelines and the Survivors and
the
stuff.
The husband killing shows.
And I'll watch my live sports, yeah. especially with hockey. But Lost in Space, I really, really want her to join in. She's not sci-fi. And I'm not somebody that's just so obsessed with it that I want to go and binge. There was one called Killing Eve, I think. It's
yeah.
with Sandra Oh.
Okay.
That is a BBC America series that I thought was just incredible. This lady that plays this assassin is so fantastic. And I was all in and I said, pretty good. I'm all optimistic. We watched yeah. it last night. I look at pretty good. I'm ready. Hey, binge show. And I'm an easy lay when it comes to this
look
stuff.
Look at
you. Know? I'm gonna go along with it a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, I said, so I look over at Carla and she said, yeah, it's all right. And I know we're not going to share it together. That's
do you think
it.
Now, you are an easy lay?
Coming on this week and that's it.
What? And I hear that Handmaid's Tale this season is funnier than ever.
Okay, but, that's right. All right.
But do you think you're an easy lay because you're right now hungry for something to love?
Yeah,
on TV
to a certain extent. I
and that
I
will
like,
really that'll definitely change your mood when you're watching something. If you want to like it, you're going to like it.
Especially when I modify my drinking schedule, because you know I listen. If I am back on my heavy drinking schedule, I don't need television. I just
sure.
need a bottle. I just need a bottle, and I'll look at the stars.
You also glug. Tolerate so much more, right? You're like, this can't be that bad.
This isn't bad at all. Turn it on there like that. So All About Eve. Thank you for the recommendation. Not All About Eve. Killing Eve.
I have a clip from it. I have a clip from it. It's here comes Sandra Oh, and she says, I want you to be careful because I'm going to kill you.
Betty Davis.
I'm an assassin. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Pony hit me today that, tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Handmaid's Tale is
And that's
released.
On Hulu?
On Hulu.
Mm-hmm. I hope
Biggest
that it's easier
show ever
to navigate.
In the history of Hulu. No, so, it's much better. That's going to be.
Where do they go anybody, from here?
What's that?
For the new season? Does anybody know?
They are going to, I read about it,
okay.
and they are going to be doing more flashbacks on how the government structure that created that that society, that horrible, horrific society they live in, how it came about.
I think that's smart. That's smart because I think that if they had let it stand as a one season run, it was pretty well self-contained and
oh,
it was
yeah.
very satisfying, but you
well,
do you're left
bit.
With questions.
I read ahead, like they'll be doing how did Gilead form. So in this season you'll find out that President Mike Pence no I'm sorry yeah. no I, I'm sorry that's
weird
no I'm sorry that's that's the way it
and happened. His lover of Mike
he fathered lots of children. No it's I'm excited about that because my cousin's in it and
yeah.
out
yes
who didn't reach back out to Catherine. She was bummed out about that.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't reach out to
She was enthusiastic with her yes that it was okay.
Catherine caught her like right before she won the Emmy because she came on this show right before she
won
the Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
And then so everybody's trying to get her hooks their hooks in her. And
maybe things
major,
have settled. Maybe things have settled down. It's a nice to circle back and be like, I'm so sorry.
I'll and congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will tell you about my daughter. Catherine will reach out because Catherine networks. Catherine networks. If I had networked like my daughter networks, I would be a happier man today.
Networked with wives. That's what you did. You were busy.
Well, maybe that was my priority. Yes. I was looking for social context.
Yes.
Context and not.
And keep in mind, technically, you've been married to everyone they've been married to.
You know,
so it's like spider veins.
All right. Thank you. Thank
you've
you
touched everyone.
That's right,
thank
Mike.
You.
You've touched
thank
more
you
people
for
than you know.
Your steel-toed boot and kicking me when I was down. I appreciate that.
But you're
you
up.
Know, back in the day when Don and I went to the first DJ convention, an opportunity where I could have met probably 50 program directors and really gotten to know them and written names down and collected business cards. And, you know, Don had worked at 26 radio stations. I think it was something
right.
He all over the nation. He knew everybody at this DJ convention. I'd worked at WYRE in Annapolis and then had my own company. And then I worked at WAVA. And that was it. That was the extent. And I hadn't worked at 26 radio stations. So when he went to the DJ convention, it was like, hey, how you doing? Hey. And he's socializing. And I didn't know anybody. So the extent of my networking, I networked with a can of beer all night long.
The bartender.
I mean, glug, glug. As opposed to just really making an effort and being gregarious, I should have been on medication for it. Because I think you think of me as kind of a life of the party. That's great when we're with our fans and stuff like that. When I'm around people that at a party that where I don't know anyone, I'm horrible. I almost retreat into a shell, and I was like that at the DJ convention.
Is this the Bobby Poe convention?
Yeah, Bobby Poe convention.
Because I got to go to a couple of them, and they were scary
first
crowded.
First one was in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
First one was in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Sheraton, with the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders dancing on the bar. It was fantastic. It's still a memory that I love. It was like, hey, free shrimp, cheerleaders, duh, I'm a DJ, duh. Duh, 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 duh.
Don't you dance know? On the shrimp, honey.
Oh, it's like, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm going, shrimp, big giant shrimp on it. What's going on? They turned down the lights. Like, I'm their target audience. Like, they turned down the lights.
I can't see the shrimp.
I can't. Man, look at her ass. Oh, my God. I've died and gone to heaven. I'm a DJ. I was the target audience. It's mid-20s.
Sure.
I'm mid-20s, I'm eating shrimp, I'm fat, and I'm looking at like hot women dancing on the bar. I'm a DJ! I am so happy now. I am so happy. I'm going to play the record from the man with the gold chain. Anyway, pretty simple little formula. So, you know, simple formula, simple people. Day shrimp!
The day after that Frank Felice saw you in the elevator?
There was usually Tommy Schoberg.
Tommy Schoberg, forgive me. I love
this
story.
All I can tell you is this. There were multiple years where the day after the Friday night, which is the big party, Saturday's when we kind of have to behave because it's the award ceremony.
Right.
And we got Major Market Air Personalities of the Year, which was a big honor. It was a thrill to get that. But the Friday night would always be the, you know, same deal. Even when we were established, I still didn't network. I didn't know anybody. You know, I didn't know this program director and that. And if I, you know, in retrospect, if I'd known that, you know, 9 years ago when that time came, might have been able to pick up a phone. You know, hey, how you doing? Can I help a brother out?
Yeah.
No, I said, called my agent. Please help me. That didn't work.
He said,
out
do you have
well,
any but... contacts? Yeah, the bartender at the Sheraton knows me.
I would get the. I know that there were two conventions where the Saturday morning when I came down in the elevator from Tommy Schoberg, I got that. Well, how are we this morning?
Oh, no.
That was the extent of my behavior. And all I know is I made a comment about Gene Baxter, Kevin and Bean, Bean's wife's body that was, I thought, flattering, but apparently not well received. You know, hey, with a body like that, you could go places. I'm not networking with anybody. Yes, sir. I'm not networking with that. Boy, look at you. It was not cool.
Can I give you, I guess, something? I don't know if it's going to make you feel better, but I think it should.
Well, nothing usually does.
It's harder to create a genuine connection with someone when you're famous. And you were famous for, and you continue
to
be famous.
Not in this room, though. Not in this room. Because this room was stocked with people from markets all over the country where there were people that did what we did.
Yeah.
So we weren't above any fray here. We were, if anything, we were not the biggest asses in the room. We were not. And it was just, but it was, I guess on a certain level, it was kind of stressful.
Yes, it is.
Like that. So,
well, because it's your competition, right?
It's
a competitive field.
It's kind of competitive.
Yeah.
That's the way it rolls. The reason I bring this up about networking is my daughter is so much better than I am, and you will never guess who, and this is not networking as much as just socializing and having a good time, and they hit it off very well. So you'll never guess who my daughter got together with in New York last weekend.
Can we do a yes-no question thing?
Yes, go right ahead.
Is it someone primarily known in television?
No.
Someone primarily known on stage?
No.
Someone,
in fact, not in the business.
Someone
okay.
who...
This is a social contact.
Could be considered a socialite?
No.
Is it?
This is, in fact, this is someone probably known only to the TMOS family, and in particular, our family.
Oh, I know. It's unfair. I know who it is already.
Well, go ahead.
It's Katie Cole, girl.
It is not girl.
Oh, my God. Girl. No.
No.
Nope. I'll give you a hint, and then you're going to get it.
Okay.
It's someone who had an opportunity to socialize with another member of our family, but that member of our family blew it.
Oh my God! Oh, it's the a Moody,
yes.
Red Moody,
Rowan Moody,
Rowan,
Red,
Red
Rowan
Hot
Moody.
Rowan Moody,
Catherine and Rowan Moody hung out together. I got the contact.
That's for me. Sorry,
I chatted with our good friends Barb and Chuck.
Man.
I got the contact. I mean, I think I passed it along to Catherine. Never thought twice about it. Then Catherine texted me last
week.
By the
Rowan
way, Dad
Moody.
Got together with Rowan, the beautiful Rowan Moody.
Yes,
the beautiful Catherine O'Mara. Can you imagine these two
gorgeous
children that are sitting there commiserating in New York City together? And there they were.
Can you imagine the conversation? Can you believe he didn't go to Japan? I can't believe it.
Well, he didn't come on our date either. Not shocking.
That's right. Rowan said, I don't allow pills in my house.
Yes.
And so you can't come over.
Remember you had like a date set up and you didn't go on that date?
No, what was set up was for her to join me at a live show while I'm working.
Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, come on, man. Don't rear up on your haunches.
Well, you're making things up.
The way I understand it, she is very, very happy in New York City.
Is she still modeling?
I don't know. I'm not sure. She's working. I'm not sure what she's doing. Catherine talked to her. So
cool.
I just said, how did you guys do? She said, we had a fantastic time, Dad. We laughed and we had a really,
nice
time. And you know, Catherine is just so, it's not a big deal to meet somebody and chat, but to meet a total stranger and make the effort to pick up the phone, I don't do that. And I'm envious of my daughter's courage to do that. It's not courage. Courage is somebody that's in a foxhole risking their lives. Courage is what that guy with the gun at the Waffle House did. What I'm saying with Catherine, she's just gregarious and she doesn't hesitate. She's not shy.
There is some courage there because if she did that badly, she would raise the ire of Barb and Chuck. And no one wants that.
Nobody wants that.
The earth would shake.
Yep.
No, let's be honest.
Also,
who cares about Chuck? You don't want to be on Barb's bad side.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what?
Whenever I go down that Patriots train with her, you know, say, hey, Barb, you're rooting for another winner. Oh, does she get mad at me? She gets mad at me.
But she's got that
Nationals,
thug.
Go Nationals, Barb. Go Nationals.
She's got that thug Chuck to do her dirty work.
Well, he's busy doing that Xarelto commercial. You ever see that commercial with Chuck Moody? I see it every time. I said, that's Chuck Moody. There's like a blood thinner commercial for a drug
I'll have
company
to
that
double check it.
Has Chuck Moody's doppelganger in it. And I said, it's Chuck Moody. Every
or
time
are they
it.
All in show business secretly?
Secretly. Not
Who
such
knows?
A great
maybe,
secret.
Maybe Chuck is an actor. You know, he's always played it kind of cool.
Hey, I'm looking at IMDb right now. It appears that Barb Moody is in the new season of Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, Aunt Barbara.
Yeah,
she's going to be. She's really going to discipline the kids. Yeah. No, Barb Moody's playing the assassin on Killing Eve. Yeah. He's dangerous. Climb up that water spout. That's so inside. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob and Joe here, big fans of the TMOS Fan Club, a great group of people. You're buying gifts. You're sending Mike to the Masters. Rob is going to cruise. Pony is... Anyway, we would like some gifts.
Sure. I mean, we're registered places if they don't know what to get us.
Yeah, for example, Amazon.com.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, Matt Bloom's Honda.
We're at Target. We're at Walmart.
We're at the Zoomers in Atlantic City.
Marcus Serta's Podcast Emporium and Bakery.
Right, we're at Oscar's Build the Wall.
We're at Johnson's Formal and Bridal.
Hey, did Tawanda tell you to say that? Rob and Joe Show. New episode every single week. RobandJoeShow.com. Buy us things.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Spring is here.
Yes.
You know what that means. Baseball, daffodils, and the TMOS bonus show. Warm weather is back, so get ready for the annual thawing of your funny bone.
Yeah.
Ah. Thanks to the TMOS bonus show. Every week you can depend on an extra hour of TMOS fun, uncensored, and sans commercial. Prepare for the humidity with our stupidity. Warm-hearted laughter and sunny, funny content awaits you around every corner. Perfect for springtime fun. Whether it's digging in your flower beds, a spring cleaning of the garage, or a trip to the old ballpark. The TMOS bonus show, always a welcome companion. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS to make the TMOS bonus show spread like dandelions in your front yard. Please quit sucking, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News. Moody.
Boo. The polling site YouGov.com released a list of America's most liked contemporary actors.
Okay.
I'll give you 10 to 1. Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
Let me see. Jackie Chan, who seems to make every list in the world. Jackie Chan is at number 10.
I love him in Cannonball Run.
That's not Jackie Chan.
It is. It was one of his first American movies.
Was he really? He's that old?
Yes, he's very old.
Oh, my God. Number 9 is Bruce Willis.
Oh, that makes
still?
Sense.
Number 8 is Will Smith.
Mm.
Number 7, total wild card because he hasn't made a lot of movies, Michael J. Fox.
Really?
Still relevant.
Actors. Yeah. It's kind of weird. It's YouGov.com. Don't take it up with me.
Yeah.
Number 6 is Harrison Ford.
Okay.
It's a strange list. Number 5, the first woman on the list, Sandra Bullock.
They allow women?
This is strange.
Women aren't actors. So, yes. They're actresses.
Yes, well, actresses, actors. Number 4, you'll never get this in a million years, Betty White.
Oh, man.
Well, she's still box.
And now the number 3, I think the number 3 are kind of normal. Number 3 is Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Number 2 is Denzel.
May I guess number 1?
Yes.
Clooney.
No, it is Morgan Freeman.
Really? Oh, so Clooney didn't even make the top 10?
Wow. Morgan Freeman is number 1 on the list.
Wow. How does he? Oh, hi.
I'd like to thank the Academy, and I think the award's just fine. Thank you.
Moving right along. So is he out in your living room with Al Pacino?
Yes. Yeah, and Jennifer, my assistant. Jennifer. on hiatus. Been on hiatus, but she's out there. She might come by tomorrow.
I like that.
There's been talk that Vern Troyer was hospitalized for alcohol poisoning earlier this month, and TMZ says that's exactly what happened. So-called sources say he had 3 times the legal limit of alcohol in his system when he was rushed to the hospital, and he never recovered from it. Well, I mean, I would imagine with a being as little as he is that... That's a pretty slippery slope and kind of dangerous.
And there are videos of him. He partied. I mean, he liked to hang out and
party.
So
his organs started failing after he arrived at the hospital and he was put on life support. He didn't improve, so they pulled the plug on Saturday. An autopsy was conducted, but it'll probably take weeks for toxicology results to come in. That's sad.
That's sad.
That's a bummer, but
valid point when you compared him to the Andre the Giant documentary.
Yeah.
Put yourself in his shoes.
Probably in pain, probably having to compensate. On another hospital front, George H.W. Bush was hospitalized early Sunday morning. I'm not surprised at this. Just one day after his wife Barbara's funeral. It sounds like maybe he was in rough shape. during that funeral, and what a trooper he was, shaking hands with the funeral goers and doing all that. He's in intensive care with a blood infection. I don't know what the very latest is. That's when I wrote this. That's what he was. He was still in ICU. His spokesperson says he's responding to treatment. There aren't any official updates beyond that, but sources say it was looking pretty grim for a while. George was in critical condition, and his blood pressure kept dropping before they were eventually able to stabilize him. Still, President Bush is 93, so this is a very serious situation. We wish him the best. But
fingers crossed.
They also, I was watching the news today, they talk about broken heart syndrome, where that's a real thing.
It happens you hear all
about,
the time.
You hear about couples that have been married multiple decades that they don't go on after their spouse passes away. I remember when my dad died, my mom was in her early 70s, and it was difficult for her, and she went through about a 6-month period where we were worried about her.
Yeah.
And then she came back and was able to get better. But I think it's a real situation where people's bodies respond to the trauma of losing someone you've been together, in the Bush's case, for 73 years.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Carrie says she thinks she can beat it.
I'll take that bet.
Yeah, I think so.
You've heard of box wine?
Yes.
Get excited, people. Now box liquor.
Whoa, hello.
Whoa.
A company called Black Box Wines just rolled out new boxed liquors, including vodka, tequila, and whiskey.
Whiskey.
All you want.
All you want?
And they say that unlike the stereotypical boxed wines, these liquors are, well, maybe not top shelf quality, but at least medium shelf.
Well, you know, some of the boxed wines actually have really high reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I think
one of my favorite is Maus Martzke.
Yes.
It's one of the best boxed wine. That's Rudy Martzke's
it's wife. It's Mouscatel, isn't it?
Used to drink Mouscatel. It was fantastic. right now, they're on sale in Colorado, Louisiana, Missouri, New Jersey, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Hey, close enough to where we could get some.
Sure.
With more states coming soon. Boxed booze. Yeah.
Spilling your liquor, a thing of the past.
Isn't
so
that
does
exciting.
It have a dispenser?
I don't know what the details are.
Probably set up
are.
The same way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, being a bladder, yeah. Right? Oh, that's awesome.
Have any of you gentlemen ever enjoyed a good boxed wine?
Yes.
Have you ever sampled it?
The black box that they sold at Costco for a while, it was a Cabernet and it was very good. And it was like buying 75 bottles for a nickel.
Franzia, I don't think is discerning.
Like, no, Franzia, you know, not so much.
But there's something about it's a bottle of booze. You know what I mean? It's a bottle of booze.
Like,
and has boxed wine ever really caught on?
No, it hasn't. And here's the problem, like with booze, and that I know what you mean, because if you go to the liquor store and you can get Smirnoff vodka, same price, plastic bottle or glass bottle.
Okay.
You always got to go glass, because if you buy liquor in a plastic bottle, what are you doing? You
know,
come on. Come on.
It's not fun, but it's interesting. And now a little something for you boys. 54-year-old Gregory Carney, he lives in a town called Sebastian, Florida, with his 52-year-old boyfriend, Larry Timmerman. They've been together for 17 years. Isn't that beautiful?
That's lovely.
I think that's a wonderful thing. On Sunday afternoon, they got into an argument, and Gregory knew that he could really get under Larry's skin by playing his big mouth Billy Bass. What's that from, like 30 years ago? 20
About,
years ago they
yeah.
had that? But he could play it over and over, press the little red button and play
sure.
it. So Larry grabbed the fish and threw it in the trash. Well, Gregory fished it out. And he then threw it at Larry's head. And the police were called. And Larry was arrested Gregory was arrested for domestic battery. When asked for comment, this is what Billy Bass had to say.
I want to know, can you help me? I understand.
How did you feel about the incident?
But take me to the river.
Pretty good.
Drop me in the water.
Billy Bass, ladies and gentlemen.
Marvelous.
Take me to the river.
I probably worked too hard to get that sound on the show. But
only 10 minutes. I watch you cursing at your computer.
You want to have fun on YouTube? Go surf Billy Bass and see the cacophony of idiots that are out there explaining what that they're playing it for you. That's always a lot of fun. Yes.
Well, Mike, put yourself in the shoes of the man who says, you know what I'm doing today? Mm-hmm. I'm going to post a video of my Billy Bass.
Right. Yeah. And by
that's
the way,
my to-do list.
If you're keeping score at home, Big Mouth Billy Bass is not to be confused with Rocky Rainbow Trout. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a little tip in for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana, and this is Todd Moore. You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to
own. More tech news. Very simple, and it's absolutely free.
I like Rob.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
I think it might just be soft. What's that?
You're here. You're listening.
Welcome back to the Mike. Thank you. Can you turn down a little bit?
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Some things never change. For example, if you need to shop, Amazon is still the best. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, it's a little bit different now, so listen up. All you have to do is click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website, super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Mike, one of my favorite George Carlin quotes goes way back when he'd say, "Where's the good scissors?"
The good scissors.
Where are the good scissors? And if you have a house that doesn't have readily available good scissors, listen up. Because today on Amazon, their list price, $40 for $15, it's $25 off. You can get three pairs of excellent, high-quality titanium non-stick scissors. Three of them. You can have one in every level of the house.
Yeah, it sounds like you're stroking out.
Okay, well, go shit in your hat. Oh, but if you need scissors, this is an amazing deal. These are the scissors I have
right?
in
They're
my
scissors.
Home. Yeah, but if you need scissors,
How
this is the way to go.
Again? How much
Three pairs for $15.
We need them here Amazon. For the office.
Yeah, there you go.
Really does have everything.
You'll need them to cut my clothes off when you're giving me the mouth-to-mouth after my stroke.
At MikeOMaraShow.com, and let's get him in here before
We're all
it's too late.
Here.
We've got the time for the audio.
You know what? My mood has soured.
I know. Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't
we just were wondering what was happening.
There was everything
you're,
is
you're
fine.
You're just doing a little scissor commercial, and you're like,
yeah. But here's the deal: you didn't support the scissors.
I know we didn't support your commercial for the
I'm
scissors.
I'm in. I'm going to order them.
Okay, I'm glad you will.
I love that deal. I love that. $19, right? For like $40
worth of scissors.
$15
for $40 worth of scissors.
Jesus. I'm sorry. Calm down. All right, $15.
You know what happened, Mike? At the scissor company, they cut the price.
Okay, thank you.
That's
wonderful.
All right, let's talk tornadoes. We talked tornadoes last week. We had that great
You got to get right to it or you're going to have to trim the show.
that great video of the tornado that flipped the car. The audio was astounding. Mm-hmm. This is another video, and I invite you to go to our
is
Facebook
page. Is this the one with the water spout?
Yes, and you actually get to see a water spout turn into a tornado. I've never seen a tornado actually form.
This is, I forgot what part of Florida it was. Fort Walton Beach up near the Panhandle, and I think I hope it's the Panhandle. And it is a waterspout, tornado waterspout, and it takes out some dock area, and it's throwing debris everywhere. Very scary to see this.
He went out to grill steaks, and it started to happen, and he yells at his wife. It's very emotionally charged audio, but I do invite you to watch it, because it's amazing.
Yeah, you got
to
see it
to watch a tornado
to
form, okay?
We got a waterspout in the making. Right there it is, and it's coming ashore. I told you.
Really bad weather and tornado watch right now, and a spout was forming. We were watching it. It's a little scary.
Well, dude. So it goes, but there comes a shore.
Shut up.
That's scary.
That is.
That's so scary.
It's going to hit that right around that building. Feel the wind?
All right. Can't deal with the idiot narration. I didn't hear that when I was watching it on the news today. Sorry about that.
But anyway, take a look. It's pretty cool.
There's a wife coming. They both talk like baby talk. It makes... Take, I'm a 52-year-old woman. Make America.
To be fair, tornadoes don't just happen. You know they're going to. Like, you know, there's usually a watch. Don't cook steaks when that's about to happen on your deck.
Do you know
deck.
What we get down here? And you see mini versions of, like, I've seen them on lakes at a golf course where they will be a little mini version of a water
really?
Spout. Yeah, it's fascinating to see. It's not. It doesn't freak you out totally, but it. Just a little bit makes you think, what is happening?
Yeah, what could happen?
That's a cyclone that we're seeing in a real small way. You know, it's weird weather down here.
Are you familiar with a man named James Hinchcliffe?
Oh, yeah, he was my high school history teacher.
Also an Indy car driver.
Oh,
and
sorry.
And he won the race in Alabama in this week. And in his press conference, he got out of his car and was being interviewed. And apparently he was wearing black, so you couldn't tell. But apparently he did his post-race interview in a urine-soaked jumpsuit, and he explained the urgency was there.
Well, I was sitting there during that first red, and I was begging to get just 3 minutes. It's all you need. 3 minutes, wheel off to wheel on. And when we got going again, my legs were shaking. I had to go so bad. I'm like, I can't drive a race car like this. So under caution, it took me a full lap. It was one of the least comfortable experiences of my entire life. But I can officially say I've joined the likes of Will Power and Dario Franchitti and other greats that have peed themselves in their suit. So you're talking to a man that just wet himself.
So there you go.
That's awesome.
I love the fact that the whole act took a lap. I mean, think about that. You'd be banging on the door in the men's room. Are you done in there?
That's amazing. Wow. That's cool.
So his name is James Hinchcliffe. Root for him. He's in the yellow car. Okay. Billboard did a survey of the top five boy band songs of all time, and I question some of their logic. Tell me what you guys think. At number five, NSYNC. This is Oscar's era. He loves the 90s music. So no good. Number four is a song I love. One Direction.
Strong.
No, really?
Nothing. I don't know. My hand's on the buzzer. I don't know why. It just keeps slipping. I
now,
don't know what's
this
going
is the
on
one
here.
I question at number three. Is this a boy band?
Say that something. The Monkees?
Oh, now you're killing me. Try again, please.
The Beatles?
The Beatles. Were they a boy band? Would you qualify them as a boy band?
No.
I wouldn't either. All. Yeah. So
no. Some say they're the first boy band, but no.
That's true. But I don't know. You don't put them in the... I think Fallout Boy category.
The first boy band might be who we have at number two.
Ah, oh, Jackson 5.
I don't know.
Well, Jackie was old.
No, I don't consider this. It's different.
Yeah.
Boy band is like the heartthrob type. They weren't doing the heartthrob. They were making music.
Maybe
it was all about the music, okay? Unlike boy bands.
Maybe it's the architecture of the band, how they said, we're going to put these guys together and then they're going to sing.
Maybe. Right. I think a boy band.
Put these pretty boys together and put them out on stage and teach them dance moves. Now, did the Jackson 5 have dance moves? Yes.
Did they?
The Beatles? No. But it's still, the Jackson 5 are not a boy band.
Oh, to be a proper boy band, you have to come out of Orlando, don't you?
You were so adamant about the Beatles not being a boy band, but you were okay with the Jackson 5 being a boy band. That speaks to your inner musical bigotry.
I'm just sparking conversation.
How dare you?
All right, I'll take that. The number one boy band song of all time, Backstreet's Back. All right.
I mean, they were a force to be reckoned with.
I think Oscar would have been a great Backstreet
still
boy.
Still on tour.
Yeah, I know. The Backstreet Men.
Backstreet Old Men.
Backstreet Old
Men. AJ.
Yeah, get there early because those handicap spots fill up quick. Chris Rock had a great story. I don't play much from Fallon, and Fallon almost ruins the story, but he doesn't. Chris Rock has a great story about when he arranged to meet Rihanna.
But that must be cool to have Chris Rock come up and be like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, that did not register at all.
He's like, have you seen Ray J?
She said she looked at you like it was one of her...
like I was one of her aunts. Like she didn't even register me as a sexual being.
No, not at all. But then she came to the show.
Yeah, she did come to the show.
The night before I was there, Questlove was there, and Rihanna came to the show.
Yes, she did come to the show.
But
she still did not register me.
She didn't know what she was saying.
When a girl says she doesn't want to have sex with you, at least she thought about having sex with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she contemplated sex with you and got,
No, it didn't do it.
But I was, like, in the uncle zone. Like...
So he's in the uncle zone with Rihanna. That's too bad. On The Daily Show, Tracy Morgan said what it's like to truly be funny.
You know you're funny when you get the pretty girl in the front row to fart when she laughs.
So if you are looking for a definition, there it is. We're going to close with this in three tapes because they all relate. So we're going to do three here. Of course, Miss Middleton had her royal baby in Great Britain. And the town crier announced it. I know you love that royal crier, Mike. God save the queen.
Same one. They have the same one in the United States right here. Yay.
Come
God save the Queen.
Royal Crier.
But Stephen Colbert wants to remind us something about the Royal Crier.
That guy is just some guy. He's not official. He just does that every time there's a royal baby, despite not having an official relationship with the royal family. But he's easy to mistake for royalty. He's got a stupid hat, and he doesn't have a real job. But we all believe, yeah, take that, King George. Yeah. But he's just a guy who wanders London in a costume you can take your photo with. It would be like if we let the Times Square Elmo announce our Supreme Court decision.
And let us close with this. This is my favorite royal baby joke of the day.
Congratulations to Kate Middleton. The palace announced the baby weighs just over 8.5 pounds, which is $12 in American money.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer.
Two.
Plus, the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere, too. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.